U.S. Department of Agriculture has made their first estimate on peanut production for the coming year. Based on the information they have from crop production, stocks and processing, census reports, and other reports, according to USDA, the 17-18 peanut crop, it'll be a broad-based increase in acreage by 5% to 1.75 million acres of peanuts. This would be the highest acreage since 1991 and 92. The harvested acres, they said, is expected to increase 9%. This reflects a more normal level of acreage abandonment this year in Texas. Last year, Texas planted some extra peanuts that were unirrigated and did not make to receive the PLC payment in West Texas. They were abandoned. This spring, generally dry conditions have prevailed in the southeast, allowing peanuts to be planted. Some even had to wait for it to rain to finish their planting. The yield trend in peanuts may be retreating, and they are saying now that the average yield will be 3,638 pounds per acre. A shortening of crop rotation, they said, is exacerbating the disease problems. And last year we averaged 3,675. The year before that, peanuts averaged 3,845. So the average yield is going down. Overall, the U.S. production now is forecast up 8% to 3,057,000 tons. Domestic food demand is expected to be up 3%. Strong export demand for U.S. peanuts will continue as well and should be as high as last year, 700,000 tons. They say China has quickly emerged as the leading foreign market for U.S. peanuts. Imports by China are likely to stay firm this year as processors are seeking to augment the production of peanuts for peanut oil purposes. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.